Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, your president and CEO of the Greater Flag Chamber. And this morning, I'm pleased to introduce our senior helper's friend, business named Senior Helpers, Will Hernandez, who many of you may know from being in the community a long time. Will and Katrina do a lot of community service and are just here and there a lot. Will, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate being on your time slot here.
You bet. And so let's start out with, what is Senior Helpers? Explain what you're offering.
So basically, we're an in-home, non-clinical, caregiving companion company. So we go into homes and we help individuals with light housekeeping, meal prep, ADLs, things like that. We can basically do anything they need done that's non-clinical.
That's awesome, because I think many of us listening together in our community understand how very, very critical in-home care is. It can make the difference between being in home or not, isn't it, Will?
It can. And being in senior care for the last 13, 14 years, it's been an eye-opener of how much care is needed in your home. And what we can do is allow that individual to stay in their home after a surgery or things like that instead of going into a home.
Sure. What a big deal. And what a mental relief for families to know that I feel, and of course, you're the expert here after so many years in this industry, it probably speeds recovery and or is a better way to be able to make it to the next level of livelihood. Don't you agree?
I do agree. It's truly aging in place.
So is there anything that's requested a lot, or is it so broad there really isn't just one area of care?
It really is extremely broad. However, the most requested is probably help with showers and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So it really is anything that's non-clinical. Do you see patients that need recurring care? If, for example, they're home with Alzheimer's, or I have some friends who contracted Parkinson's and they become limited. Do you handle that in the home?
We do. We have a specialized program for our dementia and Alzheimer's friends that was built by Tipa Snow, who's an expert in that disease. And we also have a Parkinson's program.
Oh, my goodness. How did that happen? Probably because it was so important to make sure you're doing the right thing and not scaring them and things like that.
Yes. You want to live in a person's reality when they have Alzheimer's or dementia, just so that you're not scaring them or agitating them further.
So we're speaking with Will Hernandez with Senior Helpers. How long has Senior Helpers been in Flagstaff?
We opened our doors on November 6th of 2025.
But has been in business a long time, correct?
Senior Helpers as a whole has been in business since 2008.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that has been going on in other communities. We're grateful that they came to Flagstaff. And so I guess what I would like to ask is, what helps Senior Helpers stand out in the approach to care in the home compared to what you've seen? Because, well, you've been with other providers in the past. You've worked with nurses, with doctors, with every level of assistance, assisted living, just residential living for seniors. It's been your passion. So what do you feel with Senior Helpers now really stands out?
I think with the experience myself and my coworker Justine have in senior care, along with our passion and empathy, really allows us to drill down and see what matters to that client. And we find out what matters and we adjust our care plans to their needs and their wants.
That certainly makes sense. How does the family integrate with you, since they're the ones who are likely making the calls and have all the wishes and the hopes that there's a happy exchange and happiness in the home, but of course the attention that's needed by the senior?
Sure. When we first meet the individual, we also meet with the family member just so we can get an idea of what the client wants. And then they are able to fill us in with the likes and dislikes of food, how to help them in other areas of their home. So it really allows us to specialize the care plan to each client.
Of course, of course. That's so very important to each family member being comfortable with someone coming into the home. And what's the reaction? I bet when you come, those individuals are just really happy dancing, if they can dance, but just really happy to have someone in the home with them.
They really are. And for us to provide respite care for those individuals caring for their loved one, it's really a breathtaking experience for them to be able to go out and get their nails done or do shopping, things like that, mm-hmm. because caregiving can be so daunting of a task.
And so draining,
it can be.
Both mentally and physically. My mother is in Indiana, and she lives in my sister's home, and my sister does, quote unquote, the day shift, and my brother does the night shift. And when they bring in nurses or companions, it's just like so essential for them to go get that fresh air and maybe take a drive up to Lake Michigan, just recharge your batteries and know I'm doing the right thing. I just needed a break, because it can really, the tension sometimes can escalate, because I believe sometimes the providers feel like they should be able to do more.
Yeah, they really do. And we're those eyes and ears of the provider in the home, because we can work closely with that provider and let them know what we're seeing or any changes of condition when the family is not in the home.
Well, I think many families aren't aware of the available resources. And I think we need to talk about some of them besides showering that you're doing. I remember Will is a member of our Education and Talent Division. Thank you very much for volunteering at the Greater Flag Chamber. And you were talking that you are connected with insurance providers, which is huge.
So we're contracted with the Veterans Administration, and they actually pay for veterans care, which is a big deal because a lot of veterans don't have the funds. And then we're also contracted with long-term care insurance policies, such as Mutual of Omaha, Lincoln Financial, those kinds of things. We do not take Medicare or Medicaid or Blue Cross, you know, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did senior helpers feel like that outreach to those companies is common across the board to be able to help cover some of the services?
Correct, yes. The reimbursement rates are not as high with those insurances for the services provided.
And that certainly makes sense. And since you've been in Flagstaff a long time and, you know, you have family here, what is, in your opinion, what do you hear, but what do you know from the industry having local caregivers means to those who live and work in our own community? What does that mean?
Well, having individuals that are localized to the clients is really special for the client, because they can be there in a quick amount of time, compared to if we're sending a Flagstaff caregiver, say, to a sister city like Cottonwood, it's going to take an hour at least. Mm-hmm. And so having local caregivers, it's a plus for us for sure.
How does the care work? Do families contract certain days of the week, or is there just something comes up and they call? Well, how does the business run? What's the business model?
Typically, we want them to reach out before an incident happens. Lots of times that doesn't happen, of course, but the family will reach out, or they'll go online and search, you know, one of those other companies, and they'll put us in touch with that family. In that instance, we'll set an in-home assessment, and we'll figure out individualized care plan with that family.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine you're the resource too, because the family doesn't know all the answers. Don't you find that? I know there's different providers that my sister uses, and she'll call me at the end of a day, and even though we're 2 hours apart, and just say, oh, that nurse knew so much that I just didn't even think about could be possible for mom.
Sure. With my experience and my coworker's experience, we both worked in home health and assisted living, and so we can really point the families in the directions they are trying to navigate. And if they're thinking of senior living, we have knowledge in that area. If they're looking for home health, we partner with those individuals as well as hospice companies. So we really have knowledge in the whole arena of home care.
Mm-hmm. What an asset, Will. That you're just such an asset to the senior community. And something I didn't know that you've just mentioned is that hospice has nursing care, and it isn't only end of life care. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Hospice doesn't have to mean end of life. You can graduate from hospice. Secondly, we work well with hospice companies because the hospice company cannot be in all day long. That's where we come in, is we can be those eyes and ears for the hospice company. We mm-hmm. can help do those ADLs for that client and make them comfortable and give them dignity towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Is there, when it comes to limits of care, do you find sometimes families have, unfortunately, higher expectations than when what you really can deliver in the home? Or for the most part, is it pretty much an awareness, you know, we're going to be good for a while and we might have to go to assisted living?
When we come in and do that assessment, that's where we discuss what they need. And then we talk about what our limits are, what our training entails. And then if they decide that they want their loved one to have that clinical care, then we can discuss that option, such as home health or senior assisted living, maybe skilled nursing, those kinds of things. Now, when I say we have experience in the field, we're not experts, of course, so we don't try to pass off as experts, but we can point them in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
And do you find that sometimes you can elevate levels of care too, because you think this person needs a nurse in a couple days a week or one day a week? Is that, there's sometime a middle ground?
Yes, of course. And when we see that with our partnerships with those home health companies, we can reach out to that home health or that hospice agency and let them know, hey, we think you should do an assessment. We set them up, call the primary care physician, and get all the players involved to really help the family.
And does a person have to be alone at home?
They do not.
I think that's a misconception.
Yeah, for sure. They don't have to be alone. They don't need family either, but it does help.
And you just take the place of family sometimes, like we said, so that the provider from the family gets a break.
Sure.
And I think that's really an important point to stress.
Yeah, and we have a client right now that just wants someone to talk to, you know, and so we can provide that service as well.
Heck yes, you'd be really good at that, Will. Well, if someone's thinking about the first step, what should they do? How do they get a hold of Will Hernandez at Senior Helpers?
They can call us at 928-440-3931, or they can stop by our office at 2018 East Butler Avenue, Suite B. You can also find us at seniorhelpers.com/Arizona/Flagstaff.
Where is that, 2018 East Butler?
That's right next to the drive-through Subway.
Oh, okay. Right up the street from the hotel, too.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, I can't thank you enough for what you do and for making time to come on Chamber Biz Buzz. Your service is just such high demand, and what you do is so noble. God's blessings over you. Keep doing what you're doing. You make such a big difference, and you're getting so many blessings you don't even know. You don't even have to rack them up. Just know that, count them up. You're really blessed for what you do.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on your time slot.
You bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for today's show with Senior Helpers, Will Hernandez. Please think about giving them a jingle if you have a loved one who just has a need or two that maybe you don't want to provide or you'd like to add to their quality of life. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flag Chamber. I'm so happy that I got to sit in with you today with Will and have you hear this great story about Senior Helpers. I have to go for today, but I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.